John Kobandi is obviously the head of the Kobandi family, and they are a big family, but a hard-working family.
The Kobandi family has 9 members. Parents Abdul and Sharfika and their 4 daughters and 3 sons all live in a 4-bedroom house in Burlington. Despite the tight squeeze, the family always has room to welcome guests with a table spread of grapes, oranges, nuts, and steaming tea. Still, this is a stark contrast from their old home in Afghanistan, which they were forced to flee in 2021 after the Taliban took control of the country. They had bedrooms for each person, a large kitchen where they would cook bread and pizza, and a yard with peach and apple trees. In Vermont, Sharfika Kobandi says the lack of room in the rental can pose some challenges. She describes her family's routine with the help of translator Soleiman Sorouj Rasoli.
We're 9 people living here and only 1 bathroom. So for example, like all of my children go to school, the morning that they go to school or college, they kind of line outside the bathroom door. They kind of like, you know, tell each other, hey, it's my turn, come on, I'm late.
Despite the change, they've still felt welcome in Vermont and have built what they feel is a great life for themselves here. And Sharfika says they want to take the next step by buying a house.
If you have your own home, like as a mother, you will be proud and you will also like have a peace of mind that, you know, when your children go to school, they can come back to your own house, feed them.
People coming in have a great drive to rebuild their lives.
That's Halil Anwari, who visited the Kobandi family with me. He's a program manager for the U.S. Committee of Refugees and Immigrants, a nonprofit that helps the displaced reestablish themselves here.
They see that through meaningful work, they have the chance to change their lives. Nothing embodies that value of having roots in a community more than having a home, a house, located inside that community.
However, as many Vermonters know, finding housing can be tedious, if not downright impossible, amid a massive shortage. And for many reasons, this process can be a lot more difficult for refugees like the Kobandi family.
What happens usually is that there are programs out there, but due to limitations on the parts of our clients in being able to deal with the systems efficiently, or sometimes language barriers, the services already out there is not accessible to them.
In late November, Anwari helped launch a new partnership between USCRI and the Champlain Housing Trust, which works to pave a smoother pathway to home ownership for Afghan refugees. They created a program to provide families with resources and home buying sessions translated into Dari and Pashto, making information about various aspects of home ownership more accessible, such as building credit or getting a mortgage. This effort opens the door for families to participate in Champlain Housing Trust's Home Ownership Equity Program, which provides buyers from households of color with an interest-free, forgivable loan up to $25,000. And CHT is working with banks to develop a more culturally appropriate loaning process aligned with Islamic law, which bans compound interest. Abdul, the father of the Kobandi family, says this newly available information and financial help is vital.
Because the price of a house for like 400 or 500K is just too much for us. And since we are new here, we don't have that kind of money, obviously. But these programs are able to offer that kind of house or like those kind of houses for us at almost a half price.
Nwori with the U.S. Committee for Refugees and Immigrants says making home ownership more accessible isn't just a humanitarian concern. He believes providing resources to families like the Kobanis is crucial to strengthening Vermont's economy.
Our manufacturing and our agriculture industry, most of the labor force consists of new American workers and laborers. Economic growth in Vermont is only achievable if we're able to provide safe housing to new members of our community, to new Vermonters coming in.
At the moment, funding constraints mean the partnership is only available for Afghan refugees. Nwori says the committee isn't commenting on policy changes under the Trump administration right now, including the executive order halting the National Resettlement Program, but he says his group is funded through the fiscal year. In the short term, they're making videos in Dari and Pashto to get the word out about the partnership, while working to ensure the accessibility of housing resources and programs for years to come. For Vermont Public, I'm Adia Gostin.